Powerful Giving by Maria Fontaine.
From our earliest days, one of the family's core characteristics has been the willingness to give. This sacrificial giving is manifested through you laying down your lives to reach the lost. It's seen through the many times when you have placed the needs and eternal future of others first, when you have become one with those you minister to so you can help them understand God's love. It's seen through your continued giving to others who need your help. It's seen through your tithing and gifts that help produce the resources that extend our witness online and through mission works in areas that desperately need God's truth. It's manifested in your sacrificing of your time in caring for your families in the best way you can. Many of you have been so wonderfully generous by hosting other members in their travels, helping them by gathering information they need, or assisting with their computers, vehicles, etc. These gifts that almost always require the giving of your time, and often your finances, are a tangible manifestation of the Lord's love. Peter and I believe you all deserve a huge amount of appreciation. Our hearts are full of admiration for you. We know that serving the Lord costs all of us in many ways, so we want to thank you on behalf of our wonderful Jesus and the millions of people you have helped in many ways, and that's not an exaggeration, over the 50 years of the family's history. You have shared the gospel with people in over 100 countries. You have influenced many to serve Jesus. You've kept many from giving up in their service for the Lord, and have even rescued some who wanted to give up on life. Whether you've worked on a foreign mission field or in your home country, you have given to neighbors, friends, family members, those who have asked for your help, and sometimes those who didn't even ask, but who the Lord laid on your hearts to help. Most people realize how priceless time is. When you invest your time in helping others, it is proof to them that you value them and that God values them. Another way that you've given for years, which is tremendously valuable and takes time and effort, is by sharing with others what the Lord has done in your life. Your testimonies can have a profound impact on those who hear or read them. I know how much I'm personally inspired when I read the testimonies that you've written for Anchor, the Good News blog, or Activated. Even if you don't write articles, there are other ways many of you share your heart, thoughts, and experiences through online videos and blog posts on YouTube, Facebook, or other sites, or by ministering to others through notes in your mail ministry, doing conferences, retreats, or seminars, or through writing songs and even books. When you do this, you share a part of you that blesses others. I found that the correspondence that you send to Peter and me includes confirmations and helpful examples that I can sometimes share with others. In addition, the Lord sometimes uses your experiences to remind us and encourage us to focus on a specific area that He wants to emphasize in our lives as well. In a world where the predominant mindset is so often, me first, you are examples of the priorities that Jesus has taught us to live by. Jesus never forgets how you have given to others. On top of all the other ways you give, your financial gifts to TFI services and to individuals are a great blessing. Many of us have experienced how great a help it is when we receive a personal gift from one of our brethren. This is not only a blessing financially, but it is also an added motivator to keep giving to others in every way possible. As you do what you can to give in whatever way the Lord asks you to each day, He's going to provide above and beyond what you could ask or think in return. Perhaps what you have to offer seems small to you compared to the great need, but God values your giving. No gift of your time, your money, your effort, or your prayers escapes His attention. And speaking of prayer, let's not forget that the gift of intercessory prayer is one of the most important ways that we can invest our time. Prayer has the power to go anywhere and help anyone. It can't be stopped by prison walls or walls of sorrow, pain, or hopelessness. It can soften the hardest heart and restore what seems impossible to change. Prayer is motivated by trust in the only one who can do all things. That's faith. It is guided by hope and the vision of all that God can do. The power of prayer can never be thwarted by evil because it is empowered by the essence of God's Spirit, which is love. Some of you might be feeling that you can't do much anymore, that you don't have much of a ministry. Maybe your health is weak and you can no longer serve the Lord in the same ways that you used to. Don't be discouraged by your present circumstances, because no matter what, you can always pray, which is a tremendous ministry in itself. As the well-known saying goes, prayer is not the least you can do, but the most you can do. Peter and I admire how, whatever the need is, if it comes to your attention, you try to help. I think that's a wonderful example of following in Jesus' footsteps. He set everything else aside to minister to humankind and then to die for each one of us. He gives us the privilege of dying daily for others so they can see a glimpse of His love for them. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return. Luke 6:38.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.